This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusetts and Catawba peoples. If you enjoy today's episode, consider joining us in making a donation to Land is Life, an Indigenous-led nonprofit working to support the rights, self-determination, and participation in policymaking of Indigenous people all around the world. You can make a donation today by visiting landislife.org/donate or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you. The Wanderer is made possible by the generous support of all of our incredible patrons. Recently, I ran into fellow bard Charles Gustine seeking out ancient churches and temples to study their icons, and the brave Sir Jeff of Dreason in search of a seat at the court of the great kingdom of Boston. Thank you to all these wonderful patrons, as well as Kristen Tallis, Morgan Ainsley, James Oliva, and Haley Casey. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling and hear your name before each episode, visit patreon.com/pondersproductions and join us today. Those that travel through the forest know that there are three types of path you can follow. The first are the trails, the roads, the cuts that have scarred over, etched along the forest floor to make traversal easy. I've nothing against those who take the roads. If it's getting where you're going and not the going itself, so be it. At least they aren't the ones doing the cutting. Don't cause more damage in their going about. No, the distinction of the smallest sliver of my disquiet belongs to the group who takes the second path. The bushwhackers, or the one-man cutters, as the old ones called them. Sometimes it's about getting to the end faster, other times it's about seeing more of the scenery. And still there are those who think this way is braver, the more adventurous route. They think they're so special, forging their own path, pioneering, discovering the undiscovered. There's nothing undiscovered out here. Maybe undiscovered by them, but the provision of having been perceived by a man means very little to the forest. The old ones called it a one-man cut because it's just that. Sure, they don't take down any trees or pack the dirt so tight even the weeds can't grow. But they leave behind a trail of broken twigs and trampled fauna. And a cut is a cut is a cut. Think a beauty as big as the forest wouldn't mind a little cut, and really, she's fine. But she can't make a habit of letting cuts go unpunished. Else there'd be no more forest. It's one thing to take the old scarred over roads, but cut the forest fresh, and the forest will cut you back. So, how then is a man supposed to travel through the forest? I'll tell you. The third path. The hardest to traverse, or so they say. How would they know? As best I can tell, I'm the only one who does it anymore. I'm probably the only one who's done it in hundreds of years. The problem with the roads and the bushwhacks is that they stem from the idea that traversal of the forest is a uniquely human endeavor, and that only man knows best how to get through the forest. as if there weren't many creatures here before us, as if there weren't other men here before us, as if the forest hadn't already provided the perfect paths. These paths are as old as the forest herself, and as new as the winds and rains that ever bend them. They are the arteries, the airways, the means by which the forest takes her deep, long breaths. Without these paths, there would be no forest at all. And when you're keen, when you learn to hear the forest breathe, you can follow those paths. And moving along one, it's like flying. Not a branch cracks, not a flower is trampled. Your feet barely touch the forest floor. To the townsfolk and travelers, they're whispers and legends. Stories told once, long ago, round a crackling campfire. Fairy tales they heard as children that helped them dream sweet and safe. But the old ones had a name for these paths. The Wanderers. Which makes me the last of the Wanderers. It's not a name that I wear with any sort of distinction or honor. I take no pride in it. I mention it only so you understand why I go for very long stretches without ever seeing another soul. Of course, the wander isn't easy. All things in the forest are balanced. Traveling the roads will wear a person down in a specific way. There's only so long you can move through a scar without having to pay by part of your soul. But you'll get where you're going with relative ease. The bushwhack is hard in the way that anyone who decides to follow their ego will eventually find themselves in a trap built of their own hubris. The wander is easiest on the limbs, the most natural. Harder on the mind. You don't really belong in the veins of a forest, and the forest knows it. Along the wander, you're tested. Tested for what you are, and tested for what you are not. They're not easy tests either. But I think you should know something before we continue. I'm not the hero of this story. In fact, the story doesn't have a hero. This story has a wanderer. A wanderer who will be tested. Who will pass. Who will fail. Will be left to wonder if they passed or failed, or if they were ever really tested at all. I'm not going to save anyone here, least of all myself. But I've made a deal with the forest. I've agreed to wander. To wander as long as I can, as long as the forest wants. I don't completely understand what she wants with me, but I wander because it's the only way I have to keep the person I love most safe. I wander because it's the only way I'm going to get him back. It's the least I can do. It's the only thing I can do.
If I tried to go where the trees are cut low, the path wouldn't lead me to you. If I tried to go cut a trail of my own, the path wouldn't lead me to you. So I wander, my I wander my way to you. At the long road's end, there is just another bend. The road never leads me to you. What is cut you cannot mend. When you meet the forest's end, the forest will just keep me from you. So I wander my way to you. So I wander my way to you. When you choose the ease of road, the toll is your soul, and the toll will keep me from you. When you cut the greater toll, the forest eats you whole, and there will be no me to lead to you. So I wander my way to you. So I wander my way to you.
The Wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. If you're interested in advertising with us, please email contact@callofthewander.com. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Elka Carl, Jeff Van Driesen, and Chad Ellis. If you'd like to help us make more episodes of The Wanderer and support independent storytelling, head on over to patreon.com/pondersproductions today. You'll get to hear each episode a week early, get bonus episodes and features, and when we reach 50 patrons, which we're really close to, we're going to create a patron-only Discord. You get all of that for as little as $1 a month. But trust us when we say that dollar isn't little to us. With that dollar, you're telling us and the world that you love The Wanderer and you support independent storytelling. Again, head over to patreon.com/pondersproductions to make a donation today. Don't forget to follow The Wanderer on Twitter and Instagram at Call of the Wander. That's where we post inspiring quotes, scenic vistas, and the latest goings-on about the show, like Spotify playlists for each episode and behind-the-scenes photos. That's at Call of the Wander on Instagram and Twitter, or check out the links in the show notes. Bob has been getting hope from their weekly Star Wars book group that's brought him closer to friends. And Twiglets Are Great to Eat on Twitter is looking forward to seeing family she hasn't seen in over a year. We want to hear what's giving you hope right now. Head on over to Apple Podcasts or Podchaser and leave us a review. Tell us what gives you hope, and we may just read it out on the show. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends and they're going to become your friends because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go.
You must have a flask.
He's got a satchel.
That's the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
Gosh. How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
Everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell.
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had 3 eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you.